Time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning. I'm Chuck Smith. Ending months of speculation, Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana announced yesterday that he won't run against Governor John Bel Edwards in 2019. Kennedy's announcement, made in a press release, came as a surprise. It's widely believed the senator would have been a formidable opponent as Republicans try to unseat the Deep South's only Democratic governor. Kennedy matches Edwards in popularity and has considerable fundraising skills needed to mount a successful campaign. But Kennedy, age 67, has quickly raised his profile in the nation's capital, giving him more of a footing in Congress than was expected. Governor Edwards, age 52, is also popular. A recent poll showed both men with approval ratings around 60%. Kennedy's announcement leaves the Republicans without a well-known challenger to Edwards less than a year away from Election Day. For the past decade, the percentage of children without health insurance in Texas was falling. But according to a new report from Georgetown University, between 2016 and 2017, that rate went up, and that Texas now has the highest percentage of children without health insurance in the country. According to the study, the rate went from 9.8 to 10.7% in that year. While the number of children who get insurance from their parents' employer did go up a bit, children getting coverage through government programs went down. That includes Medicaid, the Children's Health Insurance Program, also known as CHIP, and insurance through the individual market created by Obamacare. Adriana Kohler with Texans Care for Children tells Austin's Public Radio, KUT, that actions from the Trump administration and Congress led to fewer eligible children enrolling.
This is a disturbing report for anyone who wants Texas kids to get eyeglasses they need to read the board at school, mental health care to stay healthy. This is disturbing for families who want kids to get treatment for cancer before it spreads, routine checkups, and everything else that health insurance can mean for a child.
Researchers who worked on the report also say a growing number of mixed-status families are foregoing health care coverage their children are eligible for. A quarter of citizen children in the United States have parents who came to the country without documentation. After 9 months of work, the Arkansas School Safety Commission released its final report Monday with recommendations on how schools could best avoid mass shootings. The panel was created by Governor Asa Hutchinson in March as a response to a school shooting in Parkland, Florida, where 17 people were killed. The report has 30 recommendations, including that each school have an armed presence. During a press conference at the state capitol, Hutchinson said that he felt such a recommendation should be a local option.
I do not believe that should be mandated. That is a recommendation, and but the final decision should be made by the local school district and local school leadership.
Hutchinson also said that 70% of Arkansas schools already have at least one school resource officer or commissioned security staff on site. Taking a look at the weather, there's light frost this morning. Expect a mostly sunny day with temperatures reaching the mid-50s, then dropping tonight to the lower 30s. Currently in Shreveport-Bossier, it's 33 degrees and clear, 28 in Magnolia-El Dorado, 37 in Alexandria-Pineville, and 35 in Lufkin, Nacogdoches. This is Red River Radio News.